Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
All right, this is Monday Metro Meltdown Day, and we're wondering how you're faring now that Metro is trying this process of rebuilding itself and single tracking in some areas. Time to check in with Steve Burns from WMAL, who's on the ground. Where are you, Steve?
Hey, Brian and Larry. I am at West Falls Church Station on the Orange Line.
All right, so how's it looking so far?
Well, things just recently have started to go a bit downhill. About 5 minutes ago, Metro actually reported that there is a switch problem outside East Falls Church. Now, this may be the switch that is actually controlling the single tracking that's going from East Falls Church to Ballston. So this seems to be salt in the wound. There's a train on the platform at West Falls Church that's been standing here for about 15 minutes now. Hmm. So things look to be going from bad to worse this morning.
And what is their solution? Have you heard anything from the managers of the station there in terms of what they're going to do for the people who were just sitting installed?
There are some station managers upstairs that they've been giving out pamphlets all morning, so they may be advising riders to just stay off the train. There are shuttle buses that are running from the station, skipping East Falls Church and going into Ballston, where there are additional trains waiting.
So they could fashion these pamphlets into a giant paper airplane.
Yeah,
and then just jump off of the, right, and then just.
But here's the thing: if you're single tracking and the switch that allows you to single track is faulty,
you're zero tracking.
You're zero tracking. I mean,
exactly,
you've got a problem.
Exactly.
Huh? Well, how are people been taking it?
Not too great. I've seen people coming down the escalator here, thinking that with this train that's on the platform, it's going to leave any second. Oh my God! Except a woman yell at me, move, like I'm on the battlefield. But then they get on the train and realize, we're just stuck here for another.
We're
10
not
minutes
going anywhere fast. Oh my.
Yeah. So yeah, a lot of people have been bailing on the train, going back up the escalator to check on their bus options.
Might need to get Steve Burns some combat pay out there
as he
stands in the way of commuters
on
safe
front
track day.
Yeah.
All right, and this is all day, right? This is basically all day, every day between now. This first surge is what, 20 days?
10 days. This
ten
goes
days
on another 10 days in this section. Yeah, this is all day, every day, from open until closed. Right. The train's finally moving, by the way, in case you needed an update on that. The train, after 15 minutes or so, is now leaving West Falls Church.
All right.
Thanks for that. The second update there, Steve Burns.
All right, Steve Burns, thank you so much from our WMAL newsroom. We appreciate you joining us.
He's out there.